We know that we can invest in debt instruments, we can invest in equity instruments, but then there is something called as investments in debt plus equity instruments. Yes, today we're going to talk about asset allocation mutual funds. Friends, my name is Aniket Chaudhary. Welcome to the Fin Azad podcast. If you're struggling with your personal finances, need any help in child education planning, in your own retirement planning, or any other personal finance matter, mutual funds, stock market, do reach out to me on my WhatsApp number, that is 7058248602. You can find the direct link to WhatsApp here in the description as well. So we have been talking about mutual funds on this podcast very regularly. And especially, we have been talking about equity funds. We talk about small caps, we talk about the thematic funds, we talk about large cap funds, blue chip and all of that. But then there is a category called as hybrid funds as well, or asset allocation funds as well. Now, what are these hybrid funds and why are they called hybrid in the first place? Hybrid funds are called hybrid because they are a mix of equity and debt instruments. So you can consider, let's say if you have some XYZ hybrid fund in your portfolio, which means that you have some portion of debt instruments and some portion of equity instruments, that is the stock market component to it as well. Why are these funds important and what are the different kinds of hybrid funds? We will talk about this. We'll also talk about, by the end of the podcast, we'll talk about whether these hybrid funds or asset allocation funds are good for your portfolio or are they bad for your portfolio. In case if they are good, for which kind of investors they are good. If they are bad, for which kind of investors they are bad, and you should really avoid investing in these hybrid funds. Firstly, let's talk about the different kinds of hybrid funds that are available in the market. We'll take an example of the AMC, that is the asset management company of Nippon. So hybrid funds are available with most, in fact, all of the AMCs, but here we'll take the example of Nippon just for the ease purpose. So Nippon has got 5 different funds in the category of hybrid funds. So 5 different categories, we can say, and they all are categorized based on the net equity allocation. The first fund is the Nippon India Balanced Advantage Fund. Okay, same goes with other AMCs as well. Even HDFC has got the HDFC Balanced Advantage Fund, ICICI Balanced Advantage Fund, there's Franklin Balanced Advantage Fund. So more or less everything remains the same. Here we are just naming the funds of Nippon. So Nippon Balanced Advantage Fund, there in this fund there is a mixture of debt and equity, obviously, as we have been talking about it. But here the range of equity percentage varies from 30% to 80%. So there is this band available for the fund manager in which he can keep the equity exposure from 30% to 80%. When will he keep it 30% or towards 30%? When he thinks that equity or the stock market is really volatile and it would be very, very risky, that time he will keep it towards 30. And when will he keep it towards 80? When he thinks that the market is really undervalued now and this is the great time to enter into stocks or equity market, and when he's expecting great returns in the coming days, that time he will keep it towards 80%. Alright, so this is the Nippon India Balance. So if he's keeping 30% of equity, the rest 70% is debt instrument, that is bonds and debentures. And if he's keeping equity as 80%, the remaining 20% is bonds, debentures and arbitrage. But what is the current equity allocation as on today in Nippon Balanced Advantage Fund? It is between 30% to 80%, but the exact figure is 48.3%. 48% is the exact equity ratio. So the remaining 52% is debt. That means the fund manager is not very sure that the market is going to the equity exposure is not so high that he's very bullish on the market, neither it is very low, which tells that he is has got some kind of a mixed feeling right now. All right, so this is the Nippon India Balance Fund, which is having the 48% of equity percentage right now. The next fund is the Asset Allocator Fund of Fund. Now, the Asset Allocator Fund of Fund is actually a combination of two different mutual funds in it. It has got mutual funds in it, and hence it is called as the Fund of Fund. And the equity range for this Asset Allocator Fund is from 0% to 100%. So there is no such capping to it. As earlier we saw, it was from 30% to 80%. Here it is 0% to 100%. You can have various mutual funds into it, and the equity can be kept at any level. But currently, the equity percentage is 55.8% in this Nippon Asset Allocator Fund, which is in fact a fund of fund, FOF as it is called. The next one is the Nippon India Equity Hybrid Fund. Okay, so you will find these funds everywhere. You'll find it ICICI Equity Hybrid Fund, Birla Equity Hybrid Fund, HDFC Equity Hybrid Fund, and these funds are actually the most aggressive of all the hybrid funds, because it has got a very high equity percentage range. So the equity range is 65% to 80%. There is no lower capping below 65%. It starts from 65% to 80%. So obviously there is not much of a window for the fund manager to manage. And currently the Nippon Equity Hybrid Fund is having the equity exposure of 74%. And more often than not, it remains at the same level, 75% to 80% most of the times. So this is the most aggressive fund in all these five different categories of hybrid funds. Categories in the sense they are defined by the equity allocation, equity and debt ratio, that is what decides their category. So the equity hybrid fund is the most aggressive because it's having 74% of equity right now, and the range is from 65 to 80%. The next category with very less equity exposure is the equity savings fund, or the ESF as well as it is called. So the Nippon India Equity Savings Fund, it is currently having just 25% of equity, and the range as well is very, very low. The range which the fund manager has for the equity exposure is just 20% to 40%. So he can have maximum of 40% exposure to equity, and the least is 20%, and currently the fund is having 25% of equity, which is very, very low. So a very good fund, but that again depends on the client requirements. It is a good fund, but it is not a good fund for everybody. And same goes with each and every fund and each and every stock in this world. If the fund or that stock is good for me, maybe it is not good for you, maybe it is not good for your friend. Something which is good for you, maybe it is not good for me. So we cannot generalize and say that this fund is good and this fund is not good. All right. The last category and the least risky category is the hybrid bond fund. And the equity range is from 10% to 25%. And currently the Nippon hybrid bond fund has got just 11% of exposure in equity oriented instruments. So this is the least risky fund which is available in the market, as the hybrid bond fund. If you just want a good return which will just beat inflation, then you can go for the hybrid bond fund. If you want good returns for the long term, and if you're ready for taking risks in the short term, then go for equity hybrid funds. But then if you are somebody who wants to have some dynamic asset allocation, go for balanced advantage fund. And if you want to have an exposure to all other asset classes, go for the asset allocator fund. So these are various different categories, and you can choose it according to your requirements. But mainly, as I said, we cannot generalize for everybody. It depends from person to person, from investor to investor. But a very generalized and a very blunt suggestion, if I want to give you, don't start SIPs in any of these five categories of funds. Never start SIPs. Don't invest systematically, or don't start SIPs in any of these funds or any of these five categories. If you have lump sum amounts, well, you can go for one of these categories, that is the it can be the equity savings fund, or it can be, but again, I don't want to generalize because it depends from investor to investor. You can, but then the entry has to be planned very, very, very judiciously, and it is really a technical matter then if you're investing in lump sum. But don't start SIPs in these mutual funds. What is the reason for that? The reason for that is these funds are very less aggressive. All right, so whenever the market is on the decline, and if you have your SIPs running, you would wish that you're investing in the most aggressive categories of funds, because when the market is going down, you are buying more units, and you want to buy more units, which is not possible in these funds, because these funds won't go down to the extent the market is going. So if the market cracks by 5%, these funds go down by just 3-3.5%. All right, that is because you have got the cushioning of the debt portfolio as well in it, because it is not 100% equity. There's a lot of debt as well, and debt instruments are not affected by the stock market movement. So whenever you're starting SIPs, don't start in these mutual funds. Not a very generalized statement. Again, if you are an investor who is more than 45-50 years of age, and if you have some specific requirements, then we can go for SIPs in these funds as well. But then very less chances that an SIP in these funds will be a good choice. All right, so don't go for SIPs in these funds. You can go for lump sum, which is again optional, and we cannot generalize it at all. So no generalization, just take it as a informative episode of this podcast. If you want generalized, if you want customized suggestions for you, you can reach out to me, and then we will exactly pinpoint on the category, on the fund, on the theme, on the market cap, and exactly by pinpointing, I can tell you that this is the exact portfolio, the exact stock, or the exact mutual fund for your requirement, and then you can go ahead with it. So don't forget to reach out to me in case of any difficulties. As I said, you can find the direct link to WhatsApp here in the description. You can reach out to me. That's it in today's podcast, friends. Do refer our Hindi podcast, our YouTube channel, and this podcast in English is actually ranked number 11 in all the finance podcasts of India according to the Feedpost blog. You can just Google Feedpost top 20 finance podcasts of India and you'll find the results there. Thank you very much for giving me valuable time and listening till the very, very end, and I'll be seeing you again. Thank you.